You are listening to Vaccine Against Stress, Four Shots by Anders Hedin.
Taste that title for just a second or two. Vaccine Against Stress. What we're going to talk about today is prevention of stress. This is why vaccine is a correct term, actually. So have you ever got the tip to put buffer time, personal time, in your calendar? Of course you have. Be better at prioritizing, Anders. You must practice that. Did you ever get the tip to learn to say no? Take time off. I have, and these tips haven't reduced my stress at all. The reason is very simple. All these tips are aiming to reduce the external reason for stress, the outside situation, not the inner stress. So what is the inner stress, and can I reduce my inner stress and feel a little bit better? The answer is yes, as long as you know how this is done. In this book, you will get four practical tools, four shots, if you want, to reduce and prevent your stress in seconds. Are you interested? Who am I talking about these things? I am not a very interesting person, but let me shortly describe myself because it has relevance for what we're talking about. I have a background as a medical scientist. My special area has been cancer, especially breast cancer. After my research years, my doctor's degree, I went to the pharmaceutical industry and got the power to lead research. So I do have a medical background. The reason I tell you this is not to make myself interesting. It's because I want you to know that the content of this book has a scientific background. It's evidence-based. I also want you to know that we have simplified the research. We have made it more simple for the purpose of making it more accessible. So the simpler, the better, I would say. So let's do this. What is the method and why have we discovered this fairly new technique? Let me start with the why. The problem of stress today is gigantic. It's by far the most work-related problem in society. During the last 14 years, stress has increased 519%. You heard me. 519% in 14 years. It goes up, 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 up. And where is this going to end? So I have done the homework. I have made the correlation statistics. And it is, if you compare it to a control group, it is a big problem, right? So taste the 519% for a moment. What is the reason? I mean, why is it not going down? This is a bit provocative, what I'm going to say right now, because one reason why it's not going down is because we have the wrong methods to reduce it, to reduce stress, right? We can't have the correct techniques, and the sick leave numbers are still going up, 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 up. We must be doing something wrong. I will, of course, come back to that in a few moments, but take that into account. Are we in desperate need of new techniques? The answer is, in my simple mind, is of course yes. We need something new. So please follow me now, because this is something new. Let's start from the beginning, because the fundamental reason why we have been doing things wrong is right here and right now. We have